Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
What excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Couple of tidbits before we get to Nikki Diamond right at the top of the show for all of you football fans here. The first thing out of Josh's mouth to me today was, how's your internet? Which indicates to me, has my internet been sketchy this week, Mr. Soroka? Because I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
You are the only one that has noticed.
Okay, all right. So your connectivity, okay.
Yeah, it seems that you're up, Mike. Your up is very strong, which
is
great for a man your age.
Down here, thank you very much. Medicine.
I
have to say this, that down here, the infrastructure is still being tweaked, and it seems to be in the morning that I'll be sitting with my son at 6 a.m. and suddenly it's like, let me see if I can give an audio sound that would indicate the way it sounds when it's like, boom. And then, right after that, we'll get another boom. And you hear beep, 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 where
everything's resetting.
Because they're still tweaking after the storms.
Don't you want to blame your senior neighbors getting up and being selfish with the internet?
No. Those days are gone. I don't think that happens anymore. I think what it is now is just massive storms that we got a week ago.
They get up and the first thing they do is go to the website and stream an episode of Reba.
No, the first thing they do is go outside and take their little walk. Walks.
Yeah.
And by the way, we were in the middle of storm season and they were still not missing those walks. God bless them. But I start today with something positive.
Good.
Because, I give Rob a hard time for living in the past. I really do. I say, live with the now. He won't change. There's no changing him. He will be permanently in the past. He's a retro guy. That's how I would describe him. And, when I find something that I'm like, okay, I kind of get it, I want to share it with him right away. So
okay, cool.
Rob's favorite comedy guy, one of his favorite comedy guys that I'm not the biggest fan of, and I've been public about it, is Groucho Marx.
Oh,
the Marx Brothers.
Maybe the funniest man who ever lived. He's my
absolute
favorite.
Just shut up. Okay. All right. Here we go.
There he is with his brothers.
See, I try to do something nice, Josh, and he's sucking the life out of me as I'm trying to. I'm trying to back him up.
What do you want me
here,
to do? Fight you?
How about shutting up? How about letting me set the clip up?
All right.
How about just that? All right. A quiet game. And so, Rob, this is a clip. I think it's what's his TV show?
You bet your life. 60s.
All right. You Bet Your Life. This is just Groucho being a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. This guy, he's so natural, and the way he handles it is so naturally funny that I thought I'd share it with you right here. And you've probably seen it. Don't scream it out, oh, I've seen that, because we know you've seen everything. But take a look at Groucho being... Okay, good. This is Groucho being funny. This
okay,
made me
where
laugh.
Where are you from?
All right, take a look.
We're originally from Kansas. Born in Kansas. Farm.
Well, you don't have to get angry about it.
This
guy's trying to hypnotize me.
Look at this dude's eyes.
Big gaping blurb. Just blotting
him any more questions.
I'm not going to ask him any more questions. Groucho's really put off by the dude. Taking his coat off now.
Like he's going to fight him.
It's just like, I don't know what he's doing.
Did you grow up on a farm in Kansas?
Like he's fighting a bull or something.
Did you grow up on a farm back there in Kansas?
No, I left when I was 10 years old.
Uh-huh. Your name is Albert Hall?
Yes.
Well, that's in London. Isn't that where the musicians play in the concerts?
Oh, yes.
Did you know that? Were you named after that place?
Evidently. I didn't select the name.
Oh.
This is like a precursor to modern day.
He Such a soft job up here.
So there, that's for you. That's
do
for
you,
you
think
at the
I love
of
it?
Show.
And do you think that that style of comedy could even exist anymore because of people being more aware of media? Because they've tried to bring the show back a couple times and it never
worked. I watch Saturday Night Live clips of the impressions. And incidentally, a little side note, please, while we can, more Dana Carvey doing Joe Biden. I could watch it for 2 hours. That's how good Dana Carvey is. And Dana Carvey captures an essence of something and just runs with it. He doesn't have to do anything. Just do that impression that you do, Dana Carvey. But the impressions are savvier. And I think that's really why when they give Kamala Harris a hard time about long answers and repetition, that's savvy. They couldn't have done that 20 years ago.
You're right.
They couldn't have gotten away with it. But anyway, that's the other
one.
I
love
talk
that you played
about,
that, Mike. Thank you.
As we wind down to the election, more election stuff coming up. That's when we talk about it, when it's relevant. Without further ado, I'm going to try my level best to appear interested in this next segment because it's the NFL, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the man himself all the way from, well, I mean,
that's
when
your amazing,
team
Mike,
sucks.
You didn't have to pretend to be interested in Groucho, but now you're acting for football.
I'm crushed. I am not crushed. I'm just in a quagmire with my team. But, you know, I'm never in a quagmire about this individual. This man who I'll use his own words. He never clocks out, which may have been my favorite moment of the week, and it happened right before the show. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Pahrumpf, there he is, the man, the legend, Nicky Diamond, the best sports handicapper in the United States. Hi, Nicky. How are you?
Hello, boys. It's a quagmire-free zone. That's what we're doing here.
That's wonderful. Yes. I'm happy to hear that. I really am. After last week, Nicky, I have to say the mojo is running low with my beloved New York Giants. So I have to just be honest with you.
Mike, I'm here to agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
This is what I'm tired of, Mike.
Yep.
This is the eighth week of the season.
Yes.
And for the sixth week, we've had one of these damn New York teams stuck in our one-window game.
Yeah.
Either Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, or that stupid wherever they are in Wembley Stadium. 6 of 8 weeks, there's been a football game on and no other game except for these damn New York teams who have sucked for years,
absolutely,
are going to suck for years after, who aren't fun to watch, who can't score points,
and they keep shoving down our throats. That's right. Take the privilege away. I am with Nicky on that. They don't deserve to be in PT, as we
to
call it,
but
prime time.
Yeah. I am the fixer, and I have a solution, Mike.
Okay.
Perfect.
We combine the franchises.
Yes.
The New York Giant Jets. That's just a giant plane on a helmet. We combine the teams, all their players.
That might get them four wins.
Maybe they can go 9-8 and score 3 touchdowns in one game.
I love
Does that mean they can put 22 players on the field?
No, they got to wean it down, Rob. But
Maybe, Rob. We'll give it 2 years at the Giant Jets, and then we'll expand their rosters.
Wow. If they don't win, I say we make them stay in London. They can stay over there all
day.
In London. Yeah.
A good thing we also have the Yankees on TV.
Oh, that is lucky, isn't it?
That's fun. My prediction for that World Series is whoever's team win, their fans will not realize that they bought the World Series. They will act like they did something right, that they did some scouting and some great coaching up. It's most Moneyball. That's the name of their freaking World Series.
Most Moneyball. I could not agree. You've stolen my thunder about baseball. Yeah, the rich get richer.
Nicky, can the Dodgers even hope to have a chance without Larry King in the behind home plate? And I mean, in a seat eating ice cream.
I understand that.
The non-sports guy asking a sports question. There it is,
Mike, wouldn't you know that I think some of our listeners probably see sports through my eyes. So
yes,
I try to be.
How long ago did Larry King die? That would be the question.
What? Robbie, he's dead?
Yeah.
He's dead. Sorry.
I didn't even know he was sick.
Wow. He got Mary Hart, though. I saw Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight behind home plate at Dodger Stadium. I saw her. That's for sure.
I have three games to pick, and then at the end, I have a little tease for a segment that we will start in my next appearance. But
oh, good.
Let's start right now. Thursday night game. The Vikings were undefeated. The Detroit breaks their heart. You know what I like when a team loses a tough one? When they have a Thursday night game, because they don't have to sit around and complain. They get right back out there.
I like
they go
that.
To L.A. Cooper Kupp might play, or he might be traded. Who knows? Maybe he'll be traded at halftime. Wouldn't that be fun? He switches jerseys. Now he's on the Rams. He's on the Rams to the Vikings. He scores one touchdown for each team. It's unprecedented, Mikey. But take the Vikings minus -3. Going to L.A. where they don't have any fans that really show up.
Well, they're going to be at the baseball game.
Yes, there
all
you go.
Day.
And then Sunday night, the Cowboys at the Niners. Boy, the Niners, a tough loss last week. But you know what you want after a tough loss? The Cowboys to come to town. Because every year they go to San Francisco in the playoffs or the regular season, and they lose, and they'll lose again.
Yes,
and
they
Jerry
will.
Jones will threaten to fire somebody for asking a basic question that anyone would ask. Like, hey, why didn't you try to make the team better? It's only your job. You had 6 months of an offseason. Who needs Derrick Henry? He's only the greatest running back of our generation. Okay.
Well, then,
Niners minus -4. They roll. All right. Okay. And then your New York football
Giants. Oh, you're all including right. my guys. Oh, my God, for Monday night football.
It's Monday night. No left tackle anymore. He's out for the year. And apparently that means that Daniel Jones, who's not really good without pressure, is definitely not good with pressure.
No, he's not.
The Steelers, Russell Wilson started slow but came on strong last week, and they're going to sweep the New York teams. Do it for America, Pittsburgh. Steelers minus -6.5. They win by 10 going away.
But
next week, we debut the very new segment for you, Rob Spiewak.
What is it?
It's the Groucho. It's a game you can bet your life on, baby. That's what kind of lock it is.
The
next
Groucho.
Week, the Groucho. You can bet your life. Light them up. New York team, you can all lose. You can suck it.
The Groucho. He's fleet of foot. He is nothing if fleet of foot, ladies and gentlemen. That's awesome. I love it when Nikki is timely as today's show.
You know,
that's fantastic.
I was speaking to Nikki before the show, and he had another sure bet, which is if you go to the Arlington Draft House October 24th, 25th, and 26th, you're going to have a great time. Bet your life on that.
Okay.
With David Koechner. I forget who his opener is.
All right. Very good. That's a great show. And, two fantastic comedians at that show.
Oh, such a good show.
Should
be great.
I want to mention my little guy. And
how's he doing after his stressful time on the mound?
He's not going to be able to play tonight because he has something that was pre-planned. You know, the scheduling and kids, and they have to do a million different things. He is participating in a field trip that I would be, as a fifth grader, pretty excited about. And this is his big one.
Is it Mons Venus?
Jeez, Rob, God, I'm going to put a predator sign in your yard.
Trying
Come
to
on.
Think of what you would be excited about.
In fifth grade, please?
No, I'm talking about you. That's all.
It's a get-home-late field trip.
It's a get-home-late field trip.
Oh.
Yes.
All right, so it's quite the drive.
It's a drive. He's coming up your way, sort of,
yep.
Josh.
I think I know where he's going.
Yeah, because I think they do it with multiple schools. And you let me know if you're involved in this as well.
I haven't heard yet.
My son will be on a bus today, traveling up to Kennedy Space Center, where they are going to the Space Center, which in and of itself is fantastic. But it is an overnight. It is a camping trip up to the Space Center, and they will be sleeping under the stars, but really underneath the Space Shuttle Atlantis, which, of course, is in retirement mode and on display up there. And they will be out there with their sleeping bags, something you can really do in Florida this time of year, which I think is really, really special.
Yeah, when they store it, when they store it, do they store it like in airplane mode or in launch mode? I would imagine
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. We'll probably get that from my son when he gets back.
Right?
I don't know.
Point it up. I hope it doesn't fall over.
You know what's weird about that?
What?
Because I'm just a nervous parent, I think in terms of that, you know, what if the stanchions gave way or something like that, you know.
I remember when they launched that craft, Mike, they had trouble with tiles. The last thing he wants to be is in his sleeping bag and have tiles raining down on him.
Exactly.
From
you
the
don't
space
want that
shuttle.
To happen. But here's the thing that he, and this is where I got pissed off at him. This is where I said, okay.
Your son?
Yes. I mean, children today.
I know.
God love them. They've got so many things. They've got so many things at their fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
So the head of the middle school, a lady that I have enormous respect for, came down with an edict that these little crumb crunchers, prior to getting on the bus, prior to starting the trip, will be turning in their phones to the teachers and the chaperones and the leaders. And you would think, what are we going to do? You know what you're going to do, you little butthead? You're going to have a conversation with the person you are sitting next to or people that are also on the bus. You're going to interact with people with words and language. You're not going to have a screen in front of you that you will be self-absorbed to for the entire trip.
Mike,
and I say,
They are the first generation that knows not boredom.
Yes.
Because they've never been bored their entire life.
Exactly.
They've never had to look at like a Continental baking magazine in a doctor's office because that's all that's there.
Kids' magazine? What's the one they used to highlights?
Yeah.
Highlights they used
highlights
to have.
Highlights sucked with Beavis. Not
yeah,
Beavis
Highlights
and
sucked when
Goofus
I was a kid.
Goofus and Gallant.
Because it was only like six pages.
Yeah.
And also,
nothing.
The color scheme was pastel. I want something bold.
It was really funny when he was starting. I said, do not. I said, you tell the head of your school that Mr. O'Mara gives her a thumbs up for this wonderful idea.
He's sure to love having you to hear that.
See, you know what? Go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say you should have just taken the phone then.
Yeah.
And said, your teacher doesn't need to take it because I'll just hold on to that.
He charged it. He charged it overnight before he left today.
Yeah, and then he tell the teacher, I don't have a phone.
He's hidden it where he goes there. These little crumb crunchers are just, being handled a little bit by the school, and I say salute.
Yeah.
And there was even, I could be totally wrong about this, but there was even a tiny tinge of attitude from the homeroom teacher who it sounded like might not be completely on board with the decision.
So much more weight on the teacher's shoulders because there's the main distraction is gone.
I think you might be right about that. So I'll get a review on
the homeroom teacher. Is it still Professor Ratchet?
It's Professor Ratchet who's doing a yeoman's job. Really, really incredible. But they come back, and because of that, he will not be playing in his fifth grade team, the team I manage, and he will not be back for that.
He comes home tomorrow then?
Tomorrow evening, yes. Tomorrow
he's
going
to be fit to be tied behavior-wise. Can you imagine? Whenever a kid spends a night out, it's always bad. But he's going to be rough tomorrow.
I'll have him take down the hurricane shutters that are still up on the side of my house that I just noticed yesterday.
Give him pliers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't been to Kennedy Space Center, but it's been on the list since I moved down here to get down there.
I've been up there. I went up there for a launch. And
what did you eat?
A launch, Rob, not
How's
lunch.
That? Oh, okay.
So I went up there, and it was one of those thunderstorm days where they canceled the launch, a SpaceX launch. And, they can go right down. They went down to 45 seconds. And pulled the plug on it. It was kind of a drag.
When I got back, the launch was gone.
The launch was gone. I have been wanting to do this. And by the way, we had trips way back in the old show days. We had trips down to Florida to Disney, where I know on a couple of times that we visited Disney for one of their promotions when I was doing a morning radio show, that the engineer would get up at the crack of dawn to go see a launch, a space shuttle launch, and I never took him up on that, because glug, glug.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was a drag. So kudos to my kid. Hope he has a good time when he's up there and, whatever. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Now, how can he take photographs if they don't have his if he doesn't have his phone? Because that would seem to be an ideal photograph.
I think the way the phone is working is that on the bus, it will be verboten. They will be given their phones for that purpose to take photographs when they get to the Space Center and then maybe collected again. I'm not sure what the drill is. I'll find out more about it when they get back. But, I never had a field trip like that. We went up to Sturbridge, Massachusetts, and we got to pet goats. That was just got to go into the thimble sized candy store. That's what
Mike,
we had
at VCU. That was a 200 level class. The goat petting.
You didn't. They don't listen. Fifth grade is about the end game for field trips, right? They don't have them anymore after
sixth,
that.
I think. It depends when elementary school ends. And elementary school was kindergarten through sixth in Fairfax County when I went.
Fifth, so, and then sixth would be middle, right?
No, seventh and eighth was middle.
Seventh and eighth was middle. Okay, I get it.
Do you have any field trips other than the baby goat that you think of as cool?
Oh, man.
We go to the Gengris
Planetarium in Hartford, which was kind of a, you know, it was great until you got there. And then you're like, okay, it's just like
it's
lights behind a ceiling with dots.
Yeah.
They're the stars.
And I think it was fourth grade that we got to go. It was cool growing up in a suburb of D.C. because you had D.C. as your option for field trips. So we did the National Cathedral and got to go sort of like behind what goes on.
You were such a good student. You were a good boy.
You were excited about the National as a kid.
God, that would be boring.
No, it was great. Have you ever been?
Of course I've been to the National Cathedral. I find it's a beautiful structure.
One of your weddings there?
No, but my wedding, my honeymoon vacation time in like Germany.
I know, but that's
castles. We went over there on my wife's aunt's dime, and because of that, we had to go to like 15 castles, and I wanted to barf. It sucked, so I hate churches and castles. I'm not a big fan.
We also got to do the Capitol building because I was in the same class as Nancy Thurman, who I think has passed, but Senator Strom Thurmond's daughter. Yeah.
Daughter?
Yeah.
He was 80 back then.
That was a scandal. Remember when he had kids when he was really old. And then I was buddies for a while with Strom Jr., but I never got invited to the house.
Yeah, of course you were buddies with Strom Jr.
Stop it.
You guys saw eye to eye on a lot of things. Yeah. Hey, can I bring over Mr. Spiewak today? Yeah. He's a like-minded individual. Hold on a second. These are things that pop up on the show. You work with somebody for three decades and you still don't know when somebody. You were buddies with who?
With a Strom Jr., Strom Thurmond's son.
No. Josh, find a picture, please, Strom Thurmond.
I think he was a year younger than me.
The senator from North Carolina, I believe.
But Nancy was in our class. And
I don't want to talk about Nancy. I want to talk about Strom Jr.
Right.
You had a Strom Jr. in your school, in your public school?
Yeah, of course, Mike, because we have the best public schools in the world. Well, that's Strom Sr., yeah.
Hi there. Rob, will you be nice? Don't bully my son, please. That's Strom.
Actually, can we go back to that picture real quick, Josh? Because it's a good example. This is Strom Thurmond's college graduation photo. No, it was something of a scandal, and I remember this after the fact that I believe it was remarriage and then kids at like the late 70s of his age.
And he was a noted segregationist.
Yes.
He was a noted Southern bigot.
Actually, didn't he change at the end? Because he was in Congress for like thousands of years.
And here is Junior.
Yeah, that's him.
Now, that looks like a Rob friend. 1,000% like a Rob.
Picture him and thank you kindly. He never hit me with a hammer. Mike, this is a kid. You have to imagine
him
in third grade.
Is that your comeback?
Mike, you hung out with all the cool kids, I'm sure.
I did.
And in
many cases, kids that were older than me. Yes, I did. I happened to do that. What's wrong with that?
I had a sort of, how shall I say, limited pool.
There he is as a kid.
Yeah, there he is. It's my buddy, Strom Jr. I guarantee you he wouldn't remember me.
You had many hours playing on Dork Lane.
You laugh. That's funny. We had a map of Europe and also the eastern part of the United States, and we'd make plans, but they never came to fruition.
I had no idea you had the connection. And you think of sitting U.S. senators putting their kids in a private institution, but in this case, they were part of the public school system, and you not only interacted with one Thurmond, you interacted with two.
The whole Thurmond family, yeah.
Were they close with your family, too?
No. It was simply a school buddy. That's all.
Now he's getting all quiet. You see
no,
that?
There's
he's
nothing to say. Mike, you know what?
Any memories yeah, at all?
We would hang. I mean, keep in mind, third and fourth grade makes us like 8 and 9, so we're just kids. But I remember hanging with him on the playground, like when we'd have recess, and he was very funny on the bus. I remember him making me laugh on the bus and vice
Strom,
versa.
Strom Jr.?
Wicked sense of humor.
Really?
No, for an 8-year-old. Yeah. Right. No, he wasn't in my class because he was a year before me.
Were you friends with Essie as well?
Who's Essie?
Essie is the child he had out of wedlock.
No.
Who was controversial because she was black.
That's right. Remember
that? That's right.
Josh is great at the piling on.
I believe he just reads what he sees.
I never met Essie
at all. So
let's and for those of you that and how would you, some of you in our listening audience, Strom left us in June of 2003, and he was an American politician who represented South Carolina, not North Carolina. I wanted to
Mike, you know, they're very similar.
Yeah.
They're just divided by one of the greatest theme parks in the world, south of the border.
South of the border. I recommend if you're taking a trip down 95, you stop.
Even if it's just the restroom, it is lovely. Yeah.
He served in World War II. At 39. He was 39 in 1942.
That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It's very,
and to
very
have a kid younger than me. How about that?
Right.
How about that?
He was governor of South Carolina, too. He had quite a career.
Sure.
He ran for president.
Yeah, I knew that.
In 1948, which is
Did you vote for him?
Yes, I did. I'm just trying to see if there are any little factoids about Strom that I could give you here. I think we've covered it.
He played a lot of pickleball. He was on season 4 of The Golden Bachelor. He's just a really well-rounded fellow. But I do think he rescinded his racist policies towards the end, even though he was noted for it at the
He was good at the beginning. No, he was bad.
No, was bad
he was
at
good
the
at the end, bad at the beginning.
Don't you think it shows a great character trait when you can correct that path?
Well, I believe in that. That's one of my strong beliefs, that you change course. I think that you should be able to. And I had no idea. I don't know where that came from. I don't even now remember what we were talking about, but it's pretty special.
And there is nothing on the internet about Junior going to school in Virginia.
Well, are you calling me a liar? Why would I make
that up? No, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying.
Why would you bring it up then?
I can't.
Why would you even search it if you weren't trying to make me a liar?
A Kermit Spiewak photo brings nothing up. I was hoping to find a nice elementary school photo.
I see.
Very, very nice. Yeah. You think he's, you think he's he's named Rob?
Yeah. I could do better than that if
God
I had
almighty.
To.
I don't think you would name drop about this guy.
No, yeah, I don't
there
think
he
so.
Is.
I wonder if he landed in politics. Does it talk about where he landed?
He's an attorney.
Oh, okay.
So he followed in the family business. And,
shocking that a McLean kid would end up as an attorney.
Can you show that picture of him just one more time, Josh? I know we're working you to death today. Here's the thing. Before Rob lost his hair, they went to the same barber.
Yes.
There it is.
He was recommended for U.S. attorney.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I recommended him for that.
No, his dad did.
Oh, you see, Mike, I don't name drop much. For example, you don't care that I went to prom with Amy Carter.
That's exciting. Hey, I went to prom with a famous person. I talk
That's
about
true.
It all the time. You know,
Candy.
I name drop Candace Bushnell, who was Carrie from Sex and the City. She wrote the book.
Invented it, yeah.
That Sex and the City was based on, which I thought was pretty cool. And back in the day, we had her on the show. And do you remember the game we played when she came into the studio? Remember the game that both you and Don played with me?
What was remembering the night?
Nope.
I don't remember.
Whether she would recognize me or not.
Oh, that's
after
right.
all those
okay.
years.
And she did right away.
And
she
had
not to.
You don't remember it? We had a lineup of different people from the station. And asked her to say which one was me, and she and I somewhere in some cigar box. I haven't gotten it to a legacy box, so I don't know where it is. There's a picture of Candace Bushnell and me wearing my Dracula tux, which in the day was the black sort of semi-tail tuxedo with the blood red shirt and black tie, and she was in a black gown. I thought we looked pretty cool. I think we look pretty decent at that particular moment. Hello there. Yes, yes, there we are. Perfect timing for Halloween. That's what it is. Yes, Candace.
I can't think of any of the. Oh, you know, the only other famous thing I can, famous student I went with is in third grade. I was in adjacent class to Joey Theismann, Joe's son.
Joey Theismann.
He's my age, yeah.
And I played golf with his dad.
Right.
Yeah, I forget sometimes that you're a decade or more younger than I am, which is interesting.
It shows when you try to talk.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't do it for a living. I wish I had the ease of speech that that you have. But anyway,
oh, I suck.
Getting back to if I was to add up the celebrity interactions of a personal nature, and right. when I talk about a personal nature, I mean really doing things with celebrities, really interacting with celebrities, not just shaking a hand or getting a picture, the list would be teeny tiny. You know, acquaintances and interviews on the show don't really matter. What I'm talking about is real interaction, all right? And I count.
Let's go down the list.
Okay.
I can think of one right away.
People. Okay.
Well, mine goes showbiz. Robert Palmer, because you did have dinner with him.
That,
and I thought that was pretty cool.
Even that,
it was
though,
set up by the record company, though, right?
Yeah. And so it almost doesn't count because he's still, there's that wall. I'm talking about really like getting together and doing something like the famous Redskins quarterback, Mark Rippon. Right. You know, Don and I went to Rip's house and hung out. That was a different deal. That was a John Riggins and we had mutual friends and we had a mutual agent and we actually went out and hung out together on
my
a couple of occasions.
Was talking about Riggins's very weekend is that my father used to occasionally on his way home from his high powered job would stop by a watering hole called Limerick's, and if he got there,
I remember
late,
it.
Yeah, sometimes Mr. Riggins would be there, and sometimes almost not in control of himself. He liked to drink. And
he enjoyed it. And we shared that desire.
One time, it wasn't even the days of cell phones. My dad called his girlfriend on a payphone and then asked John Riggins to come over and say hi to her. And he did on a payphone. So, he was
a
regular
cool.
there.
That's pretty cool. I think Leah Remini would fall into the category.
Yeah,
of,
she was very cool for a
hang.
While.
We hung out with her out there in California.
Oh, Patton. Van Patton. Dick Van Patton.
Dick Van Patton would be another one where very show related. Jack Wagner, the famous soap opera star and famous golfer, spent a wonderful evening with Jack Wagner talking golf in a bar in New York City. Rod Langway, Norris Trophy winner for your Washington Capitals, got a chance to spend quality time. Joe Theismann of the Washington Redskins played multiple rounds of golf with him.
Matt
that
Elliott?
Was fun. Matt, who?
Matt
anyway,
Elliott.
I'm kidding. Yes, he was. He was
nice
a Redskin
fellow.
For a. Yes. Yeah. Are you trying to match me for these?
No,
right
not
now,
at all.
What?
I can't.
Matt
I can't
Elliott,
imagine.
Because I mean, do you have some? Who's the comedian that you did the show? You hung out with that guy, right? The TV show.
Oh, Pete Holmes. Yeah, we. But again, that doesn't. Oh, and by the way, he's in that crappy movie about the dating game too. Which made me dissatisfied with
Josh Soroka. You, prior to doing this, have spent a lot of time in homes of the rich and famous.
Yeah, but I was paid to be in their homes.
But technically, the tech. I know the last one. One of the last ones you did before you joined the show was Cameron Smith, the famous golfer who won the British Open. It was the British, I think, that he won. I'm pretty sure, and he won a couple of other ones.
I don't know.
Anybody? I know you're not a golfer. Anybody else of note that you've helped them?
Jake DeGrom was the other one I was working on down here, right before switching over. The owner of the Ravens, I became real close to.
Okay,
spent a lot of time there.
Very good. Yeah.
That's the big one that comes to mind. Dominique Foxworth.
Okay. Of course, that's Oscar's friend Dominique. You put his stuff in too. That was it.
Yeah. I took care of his homes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. No. All right.
I got a home phone call from Patton Oswalt. I don't guess that counts, but he's been nice to all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have anybody outside of that box at all?
I'm trying to think.
The show box.
The show box. No, I don't think as far as showbiz goes. No. I mean, I guess Tony Perkins. But that's a show thing as well.
Now you're stretching. Now
I tell you, once I was working in a doctor's condo, and all I knew was that he was a real high end doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on his TV, and then someone knocks on the door. The house manager goes and gets it. Two men in suits come out and tell me I have to leave.
Did they appear to be federal agents of some kind?
They were Secret Service agents because Obama was coming over for a quick checkup before he went on some flight.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a big deal. That is a big deal. You know, can I just say something about the state of the current presidential election? Mm-hmm. I logged in the entire town hall meeting with Kamala Harris. Trump last night was going to be a debate. We were going to watch a debate. Trump refused to debate, and he refused to do a town hall as well. So it was just her. It was all her.
Was it fun?
It was not fun. It was not even close to fun. Mm-hmm. What it was a chance to look at the undecided voters, which we've talked about for years, because those are the people. And I always ask this question when it comes to undecided voters. I believe in my heart of hearts that they say they're undecided because they like the attention.
Yeah.
What do you get if you haven't formed an opinion about this election? You get to go on national TV and ask one of your questions.
You know who was a famous, maybe the most famous undecided voter? I believe was Ken Bone.
Ken Bone?
Do you remember Ken Bone?
Yeah, he had the question.
Yeah, but it was he had a sweater and he stood up and he asked
a
question.
That's right. I remember that guy. Way to pull that name. Ken Bone.
Remember, Josh, the intern would say Ken Bone.
Ken Bone. There we go. Get the Bone.
He had a memorable face.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and the Bonester.
I think he misstepped later. It escapes me why. I think he fell out of favor. But if you haven't decided who you are going to vote for. There he is.
That's Kenny Ken Bone. That's Ken. I put a sign in his yard. That's for sure.
Mike, if you haven't decided who you're going to vote for, certainly now, even 10 weeks ago, I would say even before the candidacy switched from Biden to Harris, you're a dummy. I mean, not anything subtle here.
I've been thinking about the undecided, and I really think a lot of the undecided voters are, we don't want to vote for either of these people.
I know that it spins your narrative a little bit there, because that is what I get from people of your ilk. But I have to say that here's the way. And you know what, Josh? I'm ready for you to correct me. All right? I'm ready for you to correct me.
Yeah.
You make a statement like that because you have a perception that, you have the lens on your candidate is legit. That he is who he is, and he's prickly. And so, I think you brought that same comment up and said, no, I love my candidate. But the thing is that when you pull the lever for your guy you go in there, you will be doing so with an awareness of I'm – overlooking certain things because I believe in his policies. Is that relatively accurate?
Yeah, and I think we do that on both sides. I think for the Trump voter, it's more obvious. Oh, I'm overlooking his tweets and his stupid comments, and I see Donald Trump kind of as a comedian, the way he speaks and the way he talks, and that I know that allows me to then look past some of that stuff.
All right. Yeah.
A lot of people had the same issue with Warren Harding, and they just said, he's just a comedian.
Here's my thing, and I'm glad you brought this up. And this is really the way it ought to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It ought to happen where...
I'll get lots of hate messages after this.
You don't deserve any hate messages.
You're being honest. You're on this show. Josh Soroka knew my politics before he came to work on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And Josh and I coexist in a very cooperative way, and we don't bring our politics to anything other than the show. And I think that a discussion like this
is life
important.
And death.
It is.
That's the type of messages I get. Normally, we can coexist, but this is life and death.
Here's the thing. I know, based on watching the Saturday Night Live sketch of The Family Feud, that Kamala tends to have the talking points that she refers to. And yeah, that is my that is my issue with her that I overlook. And I think either team overlooks certain things. What I have to say is, in my heart of hearts, I am voting for her almost more than policy as someone who I think is a better human being. That's it. That's the way I look at her, as opposed to people who are pulling the you line up with Donald Trump on many of the, and don't attack people because they look, you can look at the polling in the United States and see the way it is. Nobody's going to change that. I'm not changing Josh Soroka's attitude. He's not changing mine, but at least we can coexist and not make it life or death.
I think you both can rest easy knowing that as Florida residents, your votes will cancel each other out.
No, Josh will win in my state. I'm pretty
confident. I'm not saying that won't happen. I'm just saying will make his vote meaningless.
Yeah,
and that's a good power.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I also think right now the polls are meaningless.
I think the polls are all over the place, and the polls are it gets back to one thing. You got to look into yourself and you got to figure out what you feel and what you think is the real deal. And I plan today, Carl and I are going to do our early voting. We're doing it today. And watching the town hall last night, the reason it is important for candidates to do that is because it is fraught with peril. And even when you do a passable job on a town hall meeting, you are still, if you're the only person there, subject to the scrutiny of the talking heads, which Kamala Harris was. And she was given a hard time for, not fully answering, as none of them do, the questions that were asked, and sometimes skipping around and about the personal questions. I think politicians do that because they are so completely brainwashed with the concept of don't show any weakness. Don't give the media. What if she, when she got the what's your weakness question, what if she said, I like candy and I get too fat when I get. Everybody would run with that. That would be the narrative today.
What if, her weakness was? What
her weakness was the gist of it when she answered the question was.
She cares too much.
No, it was. Shut up. No, stop it. You didn't watch it because it was not your guy. You would have watched it if it was Captain Tan Man.
No, I saw the clips that go my way this morning.
Of course you did. This is what the gist of it was, that she is a bit of a nerd and she tends to overanalyze. And you know what? I'm all down with that, baby.
Yeah.
If that's her,
Had she ever met Strom Thurmond's kids?
Strom Jr. On that note, we're getting out of this. I get uncomfortable.
Oh,
when
I didn't
that.
Mean to.
Do not send Josh Soroka hate mail. And for God's sakes, you know what websites to go to for all you Trump supporters that hate me. So it's and that's why it was formed in the first place.
What if Mike? What if they said, "What is your greatest weakness?" And she said, "I'm a moderately to high functioning alcoholic."
It's time to make your UK visa digital. If you have a BRP card that expires on the 31st of December 2024, or a stamp or vignette sticker in your passport, you should change to an e-visa now. This means it will never be lost and can be accessed online at any time to prove your right to live, work, or study in the UK. It's free and your immigration status won't be affected. Find out more now at gov.uk/e-visa.
I love it. Way to go, Rob. All right. Do we have a promo here, buddy?
No promo. No
promo today. All right. Let me dive right into the spots that we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We start today. Hey, it's that time of the year, football season, with MyBookie. You're not just watching football. You are cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, epic rewards every single week. The best part? You can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara. It's a different one, not not TMOS. It's right. Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who've been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, which I think is great that they do that. It's a brand-new loyalty rewards program in MyBookie Plus. It's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag, promo code Mike O'Mara. MyBookie, as our good friend Nikki Diamond would say, light 'em up! Sorry about that. My voice a little toasty roasty today.
That's all right.
We have a sponsor.
You can't be off the clock, Mike.
We have a sponsor starting next week on the show. I'll give him an advance. Doesn't matter. It's is the company called Out of Office, Jock?
No,
the company is called Soul. This is an Out of Office gummy product.
Their gummy product's called Out of Office, and my friend Schmike O'Schmara may have eaten a whole one last night before.
Which one?
The 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see I've got the 3 milligram and the 4. Hey, the 4.
Oh.
Yeah. Watermelon.
No.
But anyway.
They do taste delicious, and their effects are wonderful.
Yep. Very happy with the product. I took some over to my mom on Monday.
100%
efficacy. Have you heard from her?
Yeah. She said she said she was going to try to take 2 the next day.
Yeah.
By the way, she sounded like Blair Witch Project. Josh! Anyway, we begin today, ladies and gentlemen. I am I'm very, very happy with that product coming on. I just want to say that before we mention it next week. We start today. Oh, God damn it.
Mike, hit your thing.
I'm so mad at my mother.
She wanted $10 for some food.
So
I said, hey.
I said, what is this, S? So I've got to work on the transmission of my car. That's the way it works.
I work for a living.
This had to happen at some point, and I regret to inform you that the time is now.
Oh, no.
We need to take an in-depth look at the Jerry Springer Show and its impact on our culture.
Do we?
Netflix. Of course it's Netflix. How could it be anybody else? Netflix says, do you find that Netflix might be getting a little pop culture-y obsessed? Right?
I'm surprised they can bounce back from a pop culture trend as fast as they can. Like 3 days later, it seems like they've got something.
Here's their movie. Netflix made a 2-part documentary called Jerry Springer, Fights, Camera, Action.
You see, that's funny, Mike, because there's an expression in show business that's lights, camera, action. And on the Jerry Springer Show, people would fight. So what they did is they made a pun. That's
I'm really glad
clever.
That you were able to clear that up for our listening audience.
I'll take questions after the show.
So you got to wait till January 7th. That's when it drops. It will explore how Jerry's show became one of the biggest and most outrageous TV hits of the 90s. But there's more. The official synopsis says, behind the entertaining facade lay some darker truths. By the way, Jerry Springer was mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, and was once involved in a controversy where he was busted for paying a prostitute because he paid her with a personal check.
Yes.
Yeah. That I will never forget.
Yeah, I hope that's at least one of the parts of the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the comedian Adam Ray go on stage as Dr. Phil?
Yes,
no,
I have not.
Okay.
He does a great Dr. Phil, and another Netflix special that comes out next month is Adam Ray's Dr. Phil interviewing the real Dr. Phil.
Really? Okay. I look forward to seeing that. That's anything that's impersonation heavy is all right with me. They go on regarding this show to say, as we hear from the producers and ex-guests, a murkier picture begins to emerge of the destruction it caused, raising renewed questions about who is responsible and how far things should go in the name of entertainment. I can get this. These producers were ruthless as far as using people and ramping them up. And these were real people in many cases that were compelled to behave badly. It's actually too bad Jerry can't be here to defend himself. He died last year of cancer. And
I forgot
he's not
he was gone.
For
but how convenient that they can do this now that he's passed. There's a lot
wildly
of
popular
on.
Back in the election where John Kerry ran. I was in Fenway Park, and John Kerry was at the game, sitting down in a box. You could actually see him with the Secret Service around him. And in the Fenway Park, at a certain point, I hear, Kerry, Kerry, Kerry. And I leaned over and I said, wow, this is pretty special. He's getting chanted. No, Jerry Springer was walking from point A to point B, and they were yelling, Jerry, Jerry. That's, you know, kind of an indication of where we are.
I never watched it much, but I do see it as it was a gateway show for a lot of the other garbage shows. So
yeah,
I do think there's a group out there that as soon as someone passes, they say, well, how can we make a movie out of this?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
So to come out a year later makes sense.
Jerry. Airbnb's latest addition to their Icons program. This is the program where you get famous residences or famous locations where movies were shot. Well, the latest one is the Dietz home. I guess that's the name of the house in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. Not noted Richmond disc jockey Corey Dietz.
Corey Dietz. Wow. Yes. He's gonna send you a dozen roses for mentioning his name on this show.
He should. He's retired.
The Dietz house is the white two-story house shrouded in black. Is that from the new one? I haven't seen the new one. So I think
that's
the
same house in both.
Okay. Fans can request to book one of 10 available dates for free. Sadly, it's not an overnight stay. Well, where's the fun in that then? Come on.
Come on, guys.
The experience is only 3 hours long, and it's located in Hillsboro, New Jersey. It's hosted by Delia Dietz from The Afterlife. Her sculptures and paintings are displayed through... Okay, I get it. This is just an ad.
Yeah, go ahead and book your room for Beatles suck. Yeah.
Why do you have to do this through Airbnb? It should be just like the Christmas Story house where you can just go tour it.
Absolutely. Just open it up to the public. If you say Beetlejuice's name three times, you'll find yourself in the afterlife where you can visit the waiting room. There will also be an art class taught by...
shoot myself in the foot with a bullet.
Yeah, but you'd go to the psycho house because you're a retro guy. Yeah. That would excite you, wouldn't
it? Well, Mike, I mean, even Beetlejuice is 40 years old.
Yeah, but it's not your kind of retro. It's not your black and white retro.
I saw the new movie. Thought it was very good.
Yeah. Okay.
If you like Michael Keaton, check it out.
Okay, very good.
Would you like to see my psycho knife? You know, I have a lot of sharp things in my studio.
Yeah, go ahead. Bring out your knife. Yeah. I know he likes it. This is me humoring him. For those of you who say I flog him, this is when I let him have his little moment.
Look at this. Is this not gorgeous? Beautiful. That's the same model knife that Mother Bates used in the movie. It's a rosewood handled Forstner 40022, the 12-inch butcher knife, and very sharp. The last time my mom was playing with it, she cut herself.
Thank you for that little tour.
If something ever happens,
movie
to you or a family member, and your house has to be brought in by FBI or anything,
yeah,
they're gonna have quite the time in your little office.
No, no. I mean, I just have a few sharp things in my office. That's all. I mean, who doesn't have a box cutter?
Very, very clever, boys. As you may have heard, there's a Taylor Swift-themed cruise at sea in the Atlantic right now. I didn't know that. Unfortunately, things took a tragic turn on Tuesday. A 66-year-old woman fell overboard Tuesday night, 17 miles north of Nassau in the Bahamas. And yesterday, Bahamian officials in the U.S. Coast Guard suspended the search. TMZ already has spoken to two passengers aboard the Royal Caribbean ship, Allure of the Seas. From their room on the ship, one of them said that people were yelling, quote, "Somebody jumped."
Yeah, she refused, Mike. She refused to shake it off.
And it was full. It was all over TikTok of people going live with their cameras pointing over the sides of the boat, showing all the dark water.
Didn't 66 a little long in the tooth for a Swiftie?
Mike,
or am I wrong about
there that? Are no age limits to the magic that woman can provide. She's wonderful.
And she might have just booked the cruise not knowing it was the Taylor Swift theme.
And that's why she jumped. That's not funny either. Liam Neeson has threatened to retire from action movies before, but this might be the time he means it. Okay. He says, "I'm 72. It has to stop at some stage." I got to turn my microphone up. Get a little
voice
today. "I don't want my stunt double to be fighting my fight scenes for me. So if you make me do another movie, I will find you, and I will kill you." Liam doesn't have an exit date in mind, but he says, quote, "maybe the end of next year. I think that's it."
Those are just action movies, right? He could still do like a drawing.
Yeah, he said he might
comedy.
Do a comedy. He recently finished filming the remake of The Naked Gun with Pamela Anderson. And by the way, I forgot the name of the person that sent me a picture of Pamela Anderson on the Drew Barrymore show without makeup. And the quote from the person was, "Would you ask her out again?" And the answer is yes. Yeah. Pamela Anderson is pretty without makeup, too. Pam says he's got the chops. Quote, it was hard to keep a straight face in scenes together. He's done funny stuff, little blurbs with Ricky Gervais. He's hysterically funny. He's an Irishman. Of course he's funny.
But do we really need to touch the naked Gunniverse? I mean, don't you think it sort of stands on its own?
Yeah. You know how I feel about remakes. I think, do something standalone.
But I doubt it stands for this latest generation.
Yeah,
you're
probably
right.
Not. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Next flick for Liam Neeson, it's called Absolution. That hits theaters very soon, November 1st. So there's that. And we are running a little late, but I'm not supposed to say that.
No biggie.
Finally today, audience members attending an orca show at SeaWorld San Antonio got more than they bargained for when the killer whale defecated in its pool and then splashed the crowd with soiled water. A video showed the orca swimming in its glass-walled pool with a cloud of whale excrement following behind it.
The cloud, Mike.
The oceanic mammal then splashed the feces-filled water onto the crowd and SeaWorld employees.
Yeah.
SeaWorld announced in 2016 that it would end its orca breeding program and phase out the animals at its parks after the current generation dies out. Five orcas currently reside at SeaWorld San Antonio. They also announced that on Wednesday they will no longer be feeding the orcas their famous mackerel chili.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Mackerel chili. There you go.
I haven't seen, Mike, I haven't seen that happen since I went and saw Louis Anderson at the State Theater.
Louis. Rob Spiewak, you had a crisis morning.
I did.
We will talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. But first, I want to tell you about Orgain. Yeah. They have cracked the code on providing real nutrition. It also tastes incredible with their chocolatey goodness. I love Orgain. 30 grams of protein. They're 30-gram protein shakes, an excellent source of complete protein, an excellent source, an incredible source. 30 grams.
There it
is. I love
it.
They got all 9 essential amino acids. Its chocolate taste is the best. It's got energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein, and it tastes amazing. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you're prompted to, use the promo code TMOS for the code. It's 20% off your order, and that's Orgain.com/TMOS. Make sure you use the promo code TMOS during checkout so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen. You said it was something like a crisis morning that got worse.
It was. Well, here's the deal.
Here's the deal, Wade.
Here's the deal. Do you have a very set morning routine for when you do stuff, particularly work-related?
It is set, but it is not like you would set a morning routine up. I know you would be more obsessive-compulsive than I am, so you would be – everything has to kind of go just so.
Exactly.
Mine can vary. It can be whether I made the coffee the night before, whether I make the coffee in the morning. It can be walk the dogs early. It can be jump right in the shower or not, wait to shower later. It can be a variety of things. So that's
By the time I finish the preliminary stuff and I come and sit down at my desk to prep the show for the day, I like things to be just so. I have to set up my iPads. I have to make sure I have my same 3 pens that I use all the time. I have my list that has all the commercials on it, everything, any show prep I have, great.
If you or someone you know is suffering from mental illness, please contact a therapist in your neighborhood.
I'm doing fine. But
what happens if you only have 2 pens?
Well, then I've messed up the night before because I tend to put them out the night before.
Help!
It's a black Sharpie, an orange Sharpie, and a ballpoint pen. So it's what I like to have. Sometimes a pencil, but not always a pencil. So I sit down, Mike, and what's ahead?
Just go ahead. I'm just mumbling. I'm just buzzing you. You know, like Buzz used to do, where it's just like, by the way, people that didn't hear well would not have known that that during the show, when Buzz was on this show, under his breath, he would give asides that people adored, and it would go something. Rob would say something.
Right.
I'd say something, and then Buzz would go,
what a couple of assholes.
And people loved it.
Yeah. And he was brilliant, Mike, for flying under the radar. Remember
that? He really, really was. Really did a great job. Even at airports.
Mike, the best thing that I like to do in the morning is once I sit down to my immediate left is my television. It's a big TV. I think 82 inches. And I put it on and I have it in the background while I do the prep.
I could never do that.
Really, I tune it out. I put on the morning news, but sometimes there's something they say that's important.
Turn it off before the show, right? Or do you have it on right now?
Right now, it's on full blast, but I'm running compression, so you can't hear it.
No, answer the question.
I would never do the show with a TV on. I can't.
Okay,
I couldn't do that.
Okay, well, but I can prep. Before,
yeah,
I get it.
Mm-hmm. So I look, and the remote to the TV, she is gone. I cannot find it. I mean, to a point where I look on all the tables and I look, Mike, you know how much I hate this. I even got on my hands and knees to look under my desk. I hate getting on the floor. Look behind the sofa cushions.
Well, because once you get on the floor, you have to get up.
That's right. And, you know, we haven't put in the railings yet. So
you're having this. I would not. Nothing you have said to me so far would constitute what I would describe as a crisis.
Not being able to have your TV on in the morning.
This is also, you are the only one that ever touches this TV, right?
Exactly. No one likes the basement. The dogs only use it as a passage to shit.
Now,
that's all they do. Right.
Rob, yes. I would tell you that there are multiple times where misplacing the little Samsung remote, which is designed to hide.
Mike, that's the brand.
Can be problematic. It's a hiding remote. It hides a lot.
It's small.
And it's hard to find.
This is in my
couch
cushions all the time because it's so small.
Yeah. I'm talking small.
So I said, you know what? I'm a grown-up. I can do without. I will go without television today.
Bless
and besides,
heart.
I hate being late. You know this. I didn't want to appear rattled when I came on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down, and it was just so quiet that I said, you know what? I think I know where the power switch is on my TV. But because it's a smart TV, I can't know how to navigate it using like the television. So I click the TV on. And it's on for some reason, don't ask me why, the Tubi channel for Baywatch. And so I tried to do.
See, that would stop me in my tracks because, I mean, Baywatch gives people
what
they want.
Mike, it was a Hasselhoff heavy episode.
Oh,
and
God.
And so.
God, what a bag of water. I'm sorry. I know he didn't even drink it. But you know what? Really? I mean, what a C block in that show. Let's do a dramatic Hasselhoff scene so we don't get to watch
Hasselhoff
the jiggling boobies.
Hidden drugs in a purse and also someone spiked a drink, but no bathing suit action. So I got it on and I'm saying, I guess it's noise. And again, I don't want to be late, but I said, this remote has got to be somewhere. And so even knowing that I'm about to be late, I go ahead and I get up and I walk. I say, would I have put it in the garage? I go up to the kitchen. Could it be here? Could it be? I look in a cabinet. I've done that before. Can't find it. And now it's getting to be really crunch time. And I come down. I say, I'm just going to have to deal with it. And then I'm working. And I think, you know what? I bet I can buy one on eBay and get it here.
You're thinking about replacing it?
It's that missing?
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
The dog ate it?
You know, Sebastian is a peculiar dog. But, Mike, it just wasn't.
Hold on. We have to give a disclaimer, Rob. All right.
For those of you in North Carolina and the coast of Florida recovering from Hurricane Milton and Helene, please disregard Rob's use of the term crisis.
Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
For me, this is a crisis.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I really should finish up this prep, but I know what? I'll go to Amazon and see how much one is. And I turn it, and it's like
$6.
Yeah, I have.
Quitter?
Mike, no, not a quitter. And I said, you know what? $6 is not bad. Delivered today. And that's $2.99 extra. So for under $10, I can get it replaced in time for prime time. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it because if I order this, I'm going to find it.
But then you have two. One in your desk drawer, one that you can use.
Yeah. See, that's why he is the executive producer of this show, because that's the way his mind works. Mine doesn't work that way.
My dad is known for sticking the remote in his pocket and going to work, and then no one can watch TV while he's gone.
Josh, I've got bad news, and I don't want to offend your father. I really don't, but it's not his pocket.
Oh, no. That's why he walks like that?
There you go. There it is.
So, Baywatch is still on. It goes to the closing credits. I said, you know what? This is crazy. And I left the window open on the computer, and I went and I clicked, and yes, I'll have our new remote between 5 and 10 tonight. And then as I walk over to my desk, I catch a different glimpse of the drop leaf table that is right by my desk. And between the drop leaf and my desk is the remote. Because I stopped and ordered one, and I found it right away. And that's a crisis. And so don't lose your remote. But, you know, I did the same thing with my Yamaha tuner, and I now have two remotes for that. So, you know, two remotes is not bad. I have two mice, or is it mice? I have two mice for my computer. So you should have a backup. I think it's not, all's well that
I'm
ends
so
well.
I'm so glad you survived. I really am. I am so glad.
Well, Mike, thoughts and prayers.
What a crisis.
Yeah.
Crisis averted. Crisis averted.
If you had called me at 7:20, you wouldn't have heard that tone. I would have been a mess.
Well, I mean, I know things that, you know, this is right. When you are a shut-in, that's the type of thing that happens. So,
Mike, a shut-in would have already known there was a channel that just showed up.
And I have the answer to my two-pen question.
Oh, okay.
Ah, yeah.
Very good. That's exciting, isn't it? Hey, everybody. One of the best ways to enrich your life is language.
Yeah.
So if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years. With millions of users, they offer 25 languages. We're talking Spanish, Italian, French, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. You've got them all there. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. My wife and I and our son, we are making every effort, and we have to plan well in advance for what could be the trip of my lifetime, and that is a trip to Asia. We're going to try. Hello? Hello? We'd like to go to Japan, and I am already checking in with Rosetta Stone, because if I go over there, I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to at least speak some of the language. Rosetta Stone, designed for long-term retention. They are also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. I plan to learn the language of love. No, I don't. You put that in there, Rob. The delicate dance of seduction. Shut up.
Communication, Mike. That's
don't put off learning that language. They didn't want that in there. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. I think it was last week on the show I brought you some informative sugary soda information for Rob Spiewak. Well, I'm telling you, the same guy is back, ladies and gentlemen. I sent Josh a video. Josh, did you get my video of the guy that is the nutritionist? The sugary soda is one thing, but I will tell you, this is many, many more people. There just aren't that many vegetarians around. Most of us are meat eaters.
Yeah,
and,
carnivores.
For those of you that like meat, and who doesn't like a nice big slab of meat? Hey, protein eaters, take a listen to this guy, because I think he has some valuable information. Let's take a look.
Meat, the most dopamine-releasing way to get protein into the human body, flesh. Hi. Have you ever taken a big bite of heated flesh only to find a blob of skin, shards of bone, or a rubbery chunk of cartilage? This minor inconvenience may have been acceptable to primitive man, but not to the modern flesh ingester. So we at Horton Farms found
Horton
a
Farms.
Solution. Our skilled technicians
Horton.
Simply grind up all that business until you can't tell it's not meat and call that meat. We can then form it into discs, loaves, balls, or square patties. Whatever shape you want, really. The discs are winning, so let's run with that. Tubes are also popular. As
tubes.
Has been observed, most folks don't really want to know how the tubes get made.
Oh.
Horton Farms, our flesh tube making process begins and ends with a high-quality intestinal lining. I should note there's no oversight as to what constitutes high quality. I'm just allowed to call things that.
This guy.
This human actor represents a human Horton Farms butcher, which
Horton
in turn
Farms.
Represents a machine item. My machine stuffs any combination of mangled
fat.
Flesh, fat, and spices into a casing that's been colored to appeal to your lizard brain. If you think about it, It's like a sick joke, wrapping an animal inside other parts of itself.
Sure.
But you probably won't think about it. In 1959, we identified an enzyme called transglutaminase.
This is good.
Better known as meat glue. It's great at bonding protein and protein byproducts together.
Yum, yum.
We use it to make your steak or chicken breast look like you want it to. It doesn't actually look like that, but in the end, it's all poop anyway, so who cares? Transglutaminase is made from guinea pig liver.
Guinea pig liver.
Hot dogs in front of an American flag. We've also found ways to breed animals to grow larger, less healthy, and therefore tastier. For example, most factory farm turkeys are so bulky that they can't procreate themselves.
Exactly.
Yes, someone had to manually facilitate turkey sex for me to be able to eat this. But look at this thing.
There's your turkey
it's
leg,
huge.
Rob.
I love it. I love
this
it.
This thing. I feel like a Viking right now. The way we see it.
This guy.
If chickens or cows were advanced enough to find a way to grind us into edible tubes, they'd probably do it.
Sure.
We did. And that's what makes us great. We did it first and probably last. Suck at all the other animals. Some of you watching this are vegetarians, and that's terrible. Oh, sure, it's a lifestyle that uses less water and is healthier, but it doesn't taste as good.
True.
It's not as patriotic. See, in America, eating meat is part of our national character.
It is.
It's what farmers, dads, and astronauts eat.
Right.
We even have a USDA choice grade sticker that looks like an America badge.
There you go. Salutes it.
So
salutes
buy Horton Farms brand
Horton Farms.
Animal carcass.
I love it.
Kill the animal for you, reconstitute its flesh,
right,
and present it in a way that allows you to forget it once had parents.
Parents?
What more do you want?
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Eat that turkey leg now, man. There he goes. He
bites Yum.
It. He's going to say something now.
Oh, I'm Roger, by the way.
I'm Roger. Roger.
Mike.
That's it. Get me on Horton Farms mailing list. I want to send meat to people for the holidays, ladies
I'm
and gentlemen.
I'm curious, when we go to Las Vegas, will people be eating meat?
Yes. Yes. Big time meat. You know.
But how long till we get there?
Well, there's a countdown somewhere. I know it's here. Wait, let me look underneath my steak. Is it 16 days?
Seven. It is. Oh, my God. It is 16. I loaded the
16
wrong one. What an idiot.
Oh, my God. My God. You can tell he had a crisis morning.
Yeah.
Oh
well,
my
I told
God.
You I don't
one
like
thing
to
went astray. Do you have the 16 one?
I do. And I'll play it for you after we come back in the great video segment.
There you go, Rob. All right. Sweat those details, baby. Hey, Naked Wines. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the Halloween party, ladies and gentlemen? No costumes needed. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast, sponsored by one of my favorites, Naked Wines. I love them, love them, love them. A subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get six bottles for just $39.99. That is a bargain. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, with your family, and with your community. That's right, your community.
Community,
Invite the whole town over for wine. Share a bottle of vino. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS to put in your code TMOS for both the code and password. And you'll get six bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for six bottles of wine, $39.99. Buddy, have a drink. And now, prepared?
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Mike, I have prepared. My apologies. Someone in the back room kicked out a plug. 16 days until Las Vegas.
16 days.
Just 16 days away.
And I love women.
16 days away.
16.
Only 16.
Got 16 days.
16.
Good one. You put some work into this one.
Sweet little 16.
It's the 16 days. Dude.
16.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
I do.
In fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
16.
And I love women.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
There you
it's Elvis. Yep, there it is. Rob Spiewak, very well done. Now I know why you really wanted to play that, even with the crisis morning.
You know,
yes, go ahead, Josh.
I said we'd release details and schedule stuff this week for Las Vegas. It's going to have to wait till next week.
Yeah, we're working on it. And by the way, thanks to the Downtown Grand.
They're really working well with us.
Really doing a nice job for us out there. We're really excited. And all the details, we want to make sure we got them exactly right before we reveal. And by the way, you're already going, so it doesn't matter, folks. You'll know what the details are. Nothing has changed for Friday. We're going to be down there in the casino on Friday night. We are still, to the best of my knowledge, we're honing and refining the ladies' brunch where Carla is going to be hosting the wives and all of the ladies. We're looking forward to that. And, you know, Jim Amato, you can go too. I just thought I'd share that.
Yes.
And there is not a physical ticket. It is a guest list like your traditional reunion.
That's the way it works.
This is a reunion, not a show.
Have people been asking you if it's a physical ticket?
Yeah, people have looked for their physical tickets. It's not a physical ticket.
You'll be on a list.
You'll check in, you'll get a list. Mm-hmm. You'll get a name tag, just like a family reunion, high school reunion. This is
if
a reunion.
You want to look for your ticket, look between your desk and the drop leaf table. That's
very, very
is.
Exciting. You'll find your Samsung renewed remote. Take it away, Rob.
All right, Mike. I didn't do a senior prank. My class didn't do a senior prank. Did your class do a senior prank?
My school. We didn't do that. It wasn't a thing for us back then.
This is a subtle thing, but I love it. This is in Australia. You know, they have an opposite calendar than us, so it's the end of the year. They just all dressed up as Ronald McDonald, and they just sort of descended on their local McDonald's.
Okay.
There's like 100 Ronald McDonald's.
This is funny. I like
and
this.
They're all in the restaurant.
That's
ordering.
Awesome.
I think that is awesome. I think this should be our Vegas attire.
Oh, I agree. Everyone. We all dress as Ronald McDonald. I love
that. I think that would be great.
You know what? I felt the same way about those Santa bar crawls that they have. That makes me laugh. When you see multiple people in the same uniform or costume, I dig that. I really do.
A bar crawl that my cousin Steven did, we have a picture of. It's a legendary family picture where he's dressed in the costume from Elf. But he has passed out like a cartoon picture of someone passed out with his hands like up and down and his legs apart on the beach with his tights ripped.
And
just
if you're
passed out
track
on the sand.
Of, theories I have on this show, not theories, but opinions I have. I've always hated Elf simply because I believe Will Ferrell's costume was simply designed to show his genitals.
Yeah,
that's why.
I think you
and
might
I,
be right.
I'm
yeah.
not a fan of that. You're not a big Will Ferrell guy either.
And they did not do the same opportunity. They didn't afford that to Ed Asner either.
Right.
If they had shown his genitals, I'm there.
Yeah, it would have been a different movie, a bigger movie.
Yeah, Mike, speaking
maybe
of different
Arnold
movies.
Maybe Arnold Palmer.
There, a full callback, ladies and gentlemen. Way to go, Josh. Bing, bang, boom. That's the way this show works.
Mike, speaking of movies, are you familiar with anything called a hot Frosty?
It sounds dirty.
It does, doesn't it? It does, but it's not. It's the name of the new Hallmark movie with, I think it's Lacey Chabert from Party of Five.
Who?
Lacey Chabert.
Exactly.
On Party of Five. Right.
Right.
Mike, here is the plot in a nutshell. A girl has a magic scarf, like a magic hat in Frosty the Snowman, but this is a magic scarf that she puts on a hot snowman. He looks like a good-looking guy, and he turns into a hot guy.
Clearly, you've been doing your push-ups. You know
what? Okay, here's the magic scarf.
You keep it.
This holiday season on Hallmark.
You're stuck in there pretty bad. You want me to get behind you and push? Huh? It feels amazing.
I'm laughing at the trailer.
Excuse me, can I help you?
You know what? It's a Netflix offering.
Jack.
Forgive me.
I was a snowman.
Okay.
That's not good. The coveralls and the boots. Did you steal them?
Yes. Man went streaking in front of poor Ethel Jennings. Hi there. Oh.
I thought you could just
hot frosty.
But you're going to have to
Mike, it's hot frosty. It's going to be the new holiday classic.
Do you know I laughed, naturally laughed, and that's the difference between Netflix and Hallmark,
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I hope he's dumb like Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Right.
Do you think they bone in the movie?
Of course they. Well, Netflix, of course, and you see it. And she gets a frozen. Uh-huh. She gets a frozen munchie. She gets a frozen munchie.
Boy, and the downloads keep coming.
Yeah, baby.
Mike, are you familiar with a country singer named Warren Zeter? I think it's how you say his last name.
Yeah, he did the country version of Werewolves in London.
Exactly. And he's known for being quite handsome. And so he was on the
He rubbed the pot roast all over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. It's another song from Warren Zevon. Yeah,
well, Warren Zevon, he started as a snowman. And they put a scarf on him, and he became a country singer.
I get it.
And this is, he was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and they threw up a picture that Kelly was not expecting of him shirtless, and she doesn't handle it well.
I don't think people know what lacrosse. Oh,
Kelly. Kelly.
Yes.
That's
Kelly,
what
Kelly, Kelly.
I might have to take the jacket off.
I didn't know that was coming. I need to be prepared for that. That's nice.
That's good. Yeah. Well done. Well done,
so
Kelly.
Are you still athletic? Do you still, is it a big thing for you? Not like that. I mean, like.
She is taking it. I love moments like that. That's real. Yeah. Kudos to Kelly Clarkson for that. Very funny.
I think that there's a lot of things that we all share in common here on the show, Mike and Josh and myself. We all love the New York Yankees, and it's coming to that during the playoffs, they are back to wearing cotton uniforms, and they will wear cotton uniforms in the series, the old-fashioned Yankees cotton uniforms.
Why?
And I think, I don't know, but Mike, I think we have one person to thank for it, and that is, of course, George Costanza.
Hey, did you know that the Yankees don't wear cotton jerseys?
Of course, the polyester.
But what is that? That's a crime. You know how hot those things get? They should be wearing cotton.
Why do they wear polyester?
I don't know. That's all gonna change.
You're gonna do something about it?
Why shouldn't I?
No reason.
Okay, so that's part one of the cotton jersey.
What? But guess did they what? Give right, a reason so, for it at all?
Yeah, I checked it out because I assumed Rob didn't. They are wearing the same jerseys. They're just wearing turtlenecks under the jerseys, which bring up the old style.
Okay, oh, so it's, okay. They're not cotton jerseys.
No, it just says many of the players have opted to go back to the old school turtlenecks that conjure up great memories from the past.
All right. Would you like to say never
and
mind?
It turns out those turtlenecks are from the past. They were in storage for years, and the Yankees brought them out.
But they're probably polyester turtlenecks, too, right? Or are they cotton
turtlenecks?
They would
have to be. They would have to be. There's no stretch in cotton. Is there?
It doesn't tell me in this article. I would assume that there's polyester.
All right. Well, you know what?
I know is I'm beginning to channel the late
comedian.
Never mind. What?
It says they pulled them out of storage, and the players have chosen these over the new ones because they prefer the cotton material.
There it
aha,
is. Underneath.
Okay.
They are cotton.
All right, it's cotton underneath.
Underneath.
So in the episode of Seinfeld, Dick Robinson, that is.
Hi there. Underneath, you cotton under polyester. Works.
Do you like a disc jockey that wears cotton, Dick?
Oh, I love it. I like a DJ that wears satin. Satin jacket, satin underwear.
Do you
Dick
love
Robinson.
Women?
I love women. I'm I love ice cream and Coke, a Diet Coke.
So actually, here's the payoff in Seinfeld. The episode, they actually did go to cotton jerseys, and it was a tremendous success.
Well, did you see it?
See what?
The uniforms. Did you see how they played? Listen to these comments. Wade Boggs, what a fabric. Finally, we can breathe. Luis Polonia, cotton is king. Paul O'Neill, I never dreamed anything could be so soft and fluffy.
Boy, they really sound comfortable.
Here we go.
I'm working in Atlantic City.
Well, anyway, that's
awesome.
The fact that he did
bring
it. And you know what? It's funny when the shows that are just 20, 25 years old like that, all of a sudden, they're getting things right. Simpsons does it all the time.
Yeah, when a show's iconic, sometimes that happens. That's truly special. Now, after your crisis morning, do you feel like you've recovered fully?
Yes.
All right, then we're going to come back tomorrow, and we're going to do a bonus show, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, if it is, Mike, I'll try not to lose anything. What I did is, before today's show, I put Velcro on all of my remote controls.
I could tell you, just if you have a problem like that, remind me to call you and remind you to put them between two pillows. Every
of course.
Time you'll never lose the Samsung remote. It worked for Mr. Soroka. We got to leave. We will be back with a bonus episode for Friday, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Josh Soroka and Mr. Robert Spiewak II, Jr.
Junior, right? Thank you.
Junior, yeah. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?